Bob is the father of six children, Matthew, Tracy, Jonathan, Andrew, Oliver and Rosie, and the father-in-law of John and Mayon, grandfather of Riley, Piper and Monty. He so proudly spoke of all his children, highlighting their many achievements and talents at any opportunity he could, and we know how much he loved them all. Jonathan's asked me to read out some of his own words, which I have pleasure to do. Dad was never a religious man. He held his faith in his mates, family, old collegians, and Mount Lofty golf clubs and the beach. I remember as a young boy, along with Matthew and Tracy, all neatly prepared for Sunday school, shirt buttoned up, hair nicely combed, and money tied in a handkerchief just so we didn't lose it, and ready for the collection bowl. Just as we were about to walk out the door, Dad shows up. Swimmers on and a towel slung over the shoulder. Well, I'm off to the beach. I'll leave it to you what we decided to do. The wonderful days at Wollunga and later Karrakalinga, and of course fishing. At Wollunga it was a dinghy and Karrakalinga a Haynes signature. Funny, there was always a bit of drama involved with fishing and Dad. The time we headed out to North Haven for a couple of hours and wondered why the boat was slowly sitting lower in the water. Probably should have put the drainage bungs in before we headed out. Or the time he broke his front tooth after some excessive throttle work over the waves. Or driving from the holiday house in Wollunga to Selleck's Beach with the dinghy on a trailer, and Tracy and I watching as the trailer parted company with the car and headed off into the scrub. A good tip here is chain the trailer to the car. The Burgesses have a bit of history here. Of course, his brother Jack is also a keen fisherman and has his own unique stories. I can just imagine if the Burgess clan decided to produce a handbook on marine safety and boat maintenance, it would likely fill a page. It is a joy to see so many of Dad's friends and family here tonight. It doesn't really surprise him. He was such a likeable bloke. He warmly embraced my marriage to Mayon, the ceremony we had in Hazelwood Park, and the reception back at the house. And of course, it would have been nothing without Dad's rendition of Old Black Magic. Our little boy, Monty Clark Burgess, continues the family, and Dad welcomed him openly. There are, of course, numerous memories for me, but what rests with me is a man who was fun and supportive through my many incarnations, times when I decided to ride my mountain bike from Adelaide to Perth, or the numerous overseas trips through Asia, New Zealand and beyond, not to mention my extensive work history. He was always there. He has left a big hole which will never be filled. He wasn't just my dad, he was my mate. And Bob's daughter Rosie says of Bob, he was the best dad they could have ever asked for. Their childhood memories of the beach house, on the boat, buying Charlie, Christmas swings and times in the snow. Memories that were endless, so fond and close to their hearts. Well, Bob and Jill were together for 34 years, married for 28, all of which was shared with friendship and love. They were good companions and supporters of each other and shared an overwhelming love of their children and family. Jill has asked me to thank you all for the wonderful support given to Bob, herself and the family, including all the lovely array of soups and meals that they have recently received. Bob had a close relationship with brother Jack and sister Anne, who are here tonight. And there is Bob's much-loved dog, Charlie, who remained at his bedside until those final days and demanded to be on Bob's bed when he died. It is reassuring to think that whatever awaits us, Bob will be there. I can imagine him busily fine-tuning heaven, catching up with some older friends, looking out for some of our children up there, and looking over those that are here. And I have no doubt he'll be enjoying a glass of Barossa Red with Peter Lehman and the great Zippy Can. Wherever Bob is, it could only be a better and more interesting place with him there. For family and friends, it was Bob that has brought us here to Old Collegians tonight. This is where he wanted us to be. So it is appropriate that our words conclude here. And may the many memories you hold of Bob and this club further strengthen the affection and friendship that you already have for one another. For family and friends, I now have great pleasure in handing over to the Old Collegians Club President, Kim Evans, and she's going to speak. And following her talk, some footage will be shown that Rosie, his daughter, has compiled, and we'll be concluding that with a toast to Bob. So hopefully you've still got something in your glass.